Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Soaking wet. Shake it like a salt shaker.
Shake it like a salt shaker. Shake it like a salt shaker.
Yep.
Twerculate.
Ooh.
What a throwback. Holy shit.
Shake it like that.
That was a throwback.
Leo season vibes.
I love you.
The yin yang twins, yo.
I don't want Leo season to end. This is the key to all Leo season.
Having sex. It would be sex for me.
It's the drama. For me, it's the show. I'm making nice.
I like it spicy.
I had to sing, you know.
That was an actual sex tape, by the way. Who's that? Shake it like a soul, shake it, ride it like a roller coaster.
I can't. Oh God! But welcome back. Welcome back to another week. How was our week, everybody? What we do?
Mine's not that good.
A fellow member of us had dental surgery.
It's the recovery for me. That's why we're delayed, y'all. I'm sorry, but my tooth done got me fucked up. So I might sound a little funny tonight. Mind your business.
That mouth trying to heal.
Why that mouth not doing it right now? My mouth's like, no. Don't run by the pool.
Nah.
Just moral of the story. Know.
Please
moral
don't.
Story.
Don't
run by cracking teeth.
Moral of the story. Don't run by the pool.
I'm over here like, let me tell y'all something. I'm out here like this now.
You gotta keep going. What am I gonna do, quit? That's not an option. You gotta keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it. You make it work for you.
Life's a garden. Joe Dirt vibes, dig it.
Life's a garden.
Dig that shit. Ding, 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 ding.
Ba-ling, ding, ding. They never gave up, man. That's my philosophy. You never gave up, man.
That was so inspirational. Shit.
Life's a garden, dig it, even if your tooth is fucked up.
That was deep. You know, we got a couple of wins this week. You know, we added some countries or whatever. Angel, what countries did we add?
South Africa.
Ooh.
And Panama, bitch.
Ooh.
Hey. How y'all doing?
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
South Africa to Panama. Right. Holy
Hello.
Shit.
Hi, guys. You know who we are. We're happy.
Fuck.
Fuck we worldwide.
Yeah. Fuck, it's Mr. Worldwide.
So we're also almost at 8K on Instagram.
Ew.
We're almost there.
We literally had memes that blew the fuck up this week. I'm talking 7.8K.
Yeah.
3.2.
Yeah.
2K.
Yeah.
3.7. And almost 5K on a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got robbed on the gram, too.
Oh, hello. It's the watermark theft for me. Listen, learn a lesson, people. Don't you dare steal our memes, because we will catch you.
Shame.
You know, we got people. We got connections.
Hi, guys. You know what she is? A fucking torch.
We literally had people in our DMs be like, isn't this your meme?
Yeah.
Like, they removed the watermark.
You think that you posting Patrick Star on the bed, you think that that's not us?
It's the audacity for
it's
me.
It's the audacity for me.
Bitch.
So moral of the story, don't try us.
Don't try anyway. Don't do that shit. Make your own shit.
Make your own shit.
Exactly.
Or just give us the credit. We don't mind you posting our shit. Just give us the credit. Don't remove our watermark.
Yeah,
you
don't blur it out.
You can remove a mark? Like, hello? What?
The time that you're taking to remove the mark, make a meme.
Or the time you take to remove the mark, tag us.
Yeah,
I mean, for real.
Exactly. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Get the belt.
Shame, shame, shame. We also have 2.6K followers on TikTok.
Hey.
You know, another new moon, a meme or whatever, TikTok blew up. We got 120K views.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's it.
Yo.
It's the new moon and the full moon for me.
Yo, y'all were just...
Anything that deals with the moon,
eat
they
it
love.
Up.
You just eat it up. Moon sluts.
We are moon sluts. Mm. But you know, after all the drama and conflama, being that we're in Leo season with the watermark removal, you can still find us on all social medias.
We everywhere.
We everywhere. We Mrs. Worldwide. We Miss Worldwide. Miss Worldwide. Miss Worldwide Cubed. We are on Facebook, The Astrologers.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Twitter at The Astrologers.
Yeah.
We are on Instagram at @The_Astrologers. We are on TikTok at The Astrologers. But yeah, we all over the place. So if you don't follow us, please give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. We're also on Apple Podcasts and we are on Spotify.
at the Astrologist.
Yep, yep.
Leave us a review.
Subscribe.
DM us. Give us a slut butt.
Talk to us.
I love slut butts.
Give us the nasty.
Yeah.
Actually, most of our slut butts today are from our followers.
That's it.
That's it. Our listeners are little babies. They're like,
I love it.
I want to tell you about my butthole looked. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. Tell
give me all the details.
Give it to me, Zeddy.
I'm like, oh, you made me ink.
You made me ink.
Save your life.
I love her. You're my favorite.
Aww, you guys made me.
She just shit her pants, but she's an octopus, so she inked her pants.
That was me.
This is the key.
Oh, Lord.
Astro events do we got for this week?
So this week, we talked about it last week, but just to recover, Mercury is moving into Virgo, and Venus is moving into Libra. So I love one, but the other one, I'm like...
I'm excited for Venus and Libra.
That's the one that I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna ink. The other one, I'm like, I'm gonna be mean.
I'm gonna judge you.
Why are you folding your napkin that way, you cunt?
I have to say that with Venus and Virgo, I was talking to somebody for like a brief 5 days... Boy, did I shut that man off real quick. This motherfucker, like, nope. Yeah, this motherfucker snapped me like the something, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good." Like nothing sexual. I was like, "This ain't gonna work." I'm sorry.
Down for
yeah,
me.
I
was it's like, this, analytical. No,
nope. I was judging too hard, proudly.
That's right, baby. That was also a water sign.
I was like, "Your eye is drooping the wrong way." I'm good. I'm kidding. That's not exactly what happened. That was just an example. He like blew me a kiss and I hated it. I was like, I can't do this.
You're like, I'm done.
He's like, stop
goodbye.
Blowing me kisses. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he was like,
my number.
Yeah, he was like, the way he blew the kiss too was really weird. He was like, man. I was like, yo.
Bye.
I was like, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Was this the Pisces?
Yes. This is another Pisces.
Umzacity.
Oh, God. All these Pisces.
I'm good. I'm fucking good.
That was a sign from the universe.
It sure was.
moving along from the Pisces massacres. So on the 19th, Uranus, which is in Taurus, will be going retrograde. Now, as you know, Uranus represents rebellion. This is going to be lasting till July 2022.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, July 2022.
Ow.
So, this is going to be on a personal and a collective level. You know, Uranus is an outer planet. Basically, change is motherfucking coming. Since it is in Taurus, this is in the realm of money, security, stability, where we place our value. Change will be easier for some. This is a very eye-opening time. I'm going to let y'all know who's going to thrive and who's going to...
Oh God!
If it's me,
sorry, my fix signs. Y'all know y'all don't like change. Y'all stubborn, and this is all about change. So y'all gonna find it a little uncomfortable, but just lean in. Go, Leo, Tarsus, Aqua, and Scorpio.
This year's just eating my ass the wrong way. Like I'm so tired of it.
Still eating it though. It's still. It's not. It's
yeah,
not
but it's not
cheek.
Hitting right.
It's
like
on your cheek. It's not what you
yeah,
want.
It's a nibble. I want to. You know.
Cardinal signs, Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, and Aries. This can go either way for you. It's honestly not going to be that intense. Being the first sign, you face challenges more head on. You're not like stubborn, but you're not easy to change. You kind of just like tackle it. And then mutable, Virgo, Sag, Pisces, Gem. This retrograde is going to be a very valuable time for you because you are easier to change.
Of course, you get the good one.
I'm good job, mutable. My bad, y'all fixed. I'm being so fucking stubborn, whores. Lighten up. You're like, why is it spicy? I don't like it. I'm like, I like the spicy.
Wait, I have to say, on that TikTok that I posted, like, the fixed signs were going to be benefiting the most, right, mm-hmm. from the new moon. And a Gemini commented and goes, why isn't Gemini ever affected? Like, oh, but when the time comes and you're affected, you're going to complain. So, I'm going to
cry.
Not really, though, because they're like, I wanted the moon to be about me. I'm like, it was a fucking double fixed moon. Like, you're not fixed. You have Leo in your chart. Great, like I got affected by it because I have a lot of Leo. You have to look at your whole chart. It's not just sun sign. Relax, take it easy.
That was so funny. The Gemini of all people was like, why am I not affected?
Every Gemini thing they're getting shit on. There's like, I rarely see nice and
no, but like she wanted to be affected. I'm like, don't you not want to be affected, bruh? You got a break for once. Like, take the break. She was like, why am I just like not affected by this? I'm like, yo, take the break because I'm fucking tired. dying out here. I'm crawling on a limb.
Is your Gemini like, victimize me, please? Hurt me. I like it.
I can't.
You know, the eye-opening time. So like I said, depending on your sign, what lives heavy in your chart, you got this either way. Just if you're fixed, be open. If you're cardinal, you got this. If you're mutable, go off. Like, that's it. So on the 22nd, we are having our second full moon of Leo season, where the moon actually falls in its polarity sign of Aquarius, making this a blue moon.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now, if you guys didn't know, the moon will not be blue, but it's just, it's the second time a full moon happens within a 28-day, like, kind of month span. Now, this is going to be aligning with Jupiter. So the energetic tone is personal growth in a material and spiritual aspect. As you know, Jupiter is the planet of good fortune. There's also a positive connection with Saturn and Venus, which is going to boost love and money, a positive connection with Mars and Uranus, which is going to boost excitement and adventures.
Ew.
This also is going to correlate to our last full moon, which if you remember, it fell in the same two signs, and also our new moon that recently just happened on 8/8, which was Lionsgate. The theme for this is, where can you feel good while doing good? It's Virgo season on the 22nd.
The ending of Leo season and the beginning of Virgo. Ugh.
Get the chopper. Time travel. We love you, Virgos. You know we should. We love y'all. But that's the events. It ends with Virgo season starting, so I'm not going to dive deeper because the next events will be Virgo season.
Oh, Lord. I'm not ready. Can we extend Leo season?
I'm good. Honestly,
am I judging you or is it just Virgo season?
Now, moving on to the nasty. Our slut butts
get
of the
low,
week.
Get low.
What we got for this
window,
week?
To the wall. Where the slut butts fall down.
Where the slut butts fall. Guys, I have a mini one. I was taking a Lyft home from the city, and my Lyft driver was having phone sex. And that shit was on speaker. And I took a video of my drunk ass in the back seat, like, what?
Like, what is happening?
So listen to this. Shut that shit off, because I'm trying to like vibe out. I'm like,
how are you doing that while you're fucking driving people around?
I said, I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning and it's demon time, but I'm not sleeping. I'm away.
Leave that for later.
I think his AirPods got disconnected, and then it was like in the open. He had no idea. He was just like,
I missed it. I was like, fuck. Because I was like, it was bananas and pajamas.
Oh, God.
I heard Steffi Shoes got a good one this week.
I do. I have one from one of our fellow listeners.
Ooh!
A Virgo.
Ooh! Child.
From New York.
Ooh! All right, fellow New Yorker.
I love talking to her because she's so fucking wild.
Yo.
I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, and honestly, I want to because she seems like a firecracker. I, like, saw glimpses of the messages.
I know. I was trying not to look because I figured that Steph was getting something, and I was just like, but I was reading this morning when she was messaging us, and I'm doing my makeup, and I'm like,
Oh, she got tons of stories for us. I was like, give them to me.
That's right. Come on, Virgo, give me all the tea.
In honor of how Virgo season can happen. She just saved the Virgo. She saved all y'all. She really did.
She did. Now I'm gonna just give you a little glimpse of her full chart.
Okay.
So she's a Virgo sun.
Okay.
Virgo Mars.
Okay.
Scorpio rising.
Oh.
Leo Venus.
Hey, fellow Leo Venus bitch. I already know she out.
Rar. Leo Mercury,
uh-huh.
And a Taurus moon.
Woo! I love that.
It's the crazy job.
Give me more.
Yo. Now, she gave me one story. Now, one night, she was out with a Gemini.
Oh, God.
This is too much
for me. Bye. I'm already done.
So, they were at a bar, enjoying themselves, having fun.
A Gemini man of all things, they were.
Oh, now this Gemini like just kept spitting shit at her. Like he kept saying how she was the one, how she was the most gorgeous and beautiful woman ever.
Here we go. It starts now.
It's a Gemini man for me talking shit.
So they leave the bar around 2:30 at night, and it's a full moon.
Ooh,
the strawberry moon.
Ooh.
Oh
God.
So she's. You know, she's thriving. She's feeling herself. It's a full moon. Gorgeous night out. So now they're in his car. Pour Some Sugar on Me is playing in the background. Now, they pull up to a stoplight, and the Gemini goes, I'm going to eat you out right the fuck now.
At a stoplight?
Yes, at a fucking stoplight.
He put his car in park and he just started eating around a stoplight?
Her heels were up on the dashboard, one on the brake, and down the fuck he goes.
She was like, are you?
I'm not mad at that, though.
It's a full moon. Fuck it.
Dude, listen.
Next thing they turn into werewolves.
They probably did. So you know that Leo Venus was screaming and thriving.
Baby girl, I feel you. I feel you on a personal level.
So now, after a little rendezvous in the car, they pull up to a drive-thru. Now, the Gemini's card doesn't work.
What you mean?
But you're the one, though, right?
So she pulls out a 20, and at that very moment, the wind fucking blew a 20 out of her hand and out of on the streets, out to the floor.
I can't get no nuggets.
Now, mind you, she can't get the 20 because she's butt-ass naked. She's pantless. She's pantless at the drive-thru.
Stop. Was she driving or he was driving?
He was driving.
Okay, so she's just in the passenger seat, she's pussy out.
Yeah.
Pussy out. How are they going to cover that when they roll to McDonald's? The lady's going to go, what?
He's going to, oh.
She's probably like, oh, it's a full moon.
She goes, all the pussies are out.
So the Gemini had to step out, you know, grab the 20, because, you know, she's pantless.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's the tourist moon being at a drive-thru, pantless for me.
That's the best
Virgo,
way.
The Gemini, like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
She's like living her best life. Like,
she really is.
The ways, getting the nuggets.
Now it gets a little spicier.
Oh.
She later found out that this Gemini was playing her.
Of course.
The other girl later messaged her. So these girls had no idea about each other. They both left him. They said, fuck this fucking trash Gemini.
The Gemini men that are not for me.
But then, when she found out that night, one of the Gemini's friends, a Scorpio, was consoling the Virgo. Like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm, you know, whatever happened. You know, they had a little drinks in them. She later went on to sleep with the Scorpio.
She smashed the homie.
She slept with the homie.
Oh, yeah. Get it.
She said not purposely, but it happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Revenge is sweet.
Now, she said the Scorpio made weird sex faces, but he was rough and had a big fucking dick.
Okay.
And apparently the Gemini had a small dick. So she fucking won that night.
No, that's right.
She had rough, nasty, big dick, emotionless sex.
The faces were weird, but the dick was nice.
Frogs to get the big cock.
Exactly. Yeah. She was thriving. I love her.
That's amazing.
I saw that, though. I saw when I was doing my makeup this morning when she wrote, I was pantsless and the $20 blew out. And I was like, I'm taking my eyeshadow like, oh my God.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I was like, oh. You and go, then I was like, let me not read the rest of this because I know I'm about to listen to it tonight. It was the funniest shit.
That is amazing. I love her.
That was great.
Shout out to you. You know girl, who you are.
Yeah, you know how you
You're
are.
You're nasty.
It's the and I love it. For me. She said I couldn't get the money because I had my pussy out.
She was like, I was pantsless. I was about to moon the moon.
She should have just got the like, pussy out of McDonald's. And nobody would have cared. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. We're all mad here. Eat me out of Taco Bell.
Rawr!
Let the wind blow.
I'm fucking done.
Deceased. Done. That's amazing. I can't wait to talk to her because that was just chef's fucking kiss. Are you kidding? So we're going to move along from our slut butts, even though they were fucking epic tonight, from cab driver having phone sex to the
Virgo.
Out the window with the Virgo.
And the Gemini.
Talk about you the one. You one of them. It's like, oh,
you one of the ones.
You're one of my ones.
Yeah, you're the one. Let me eat you out. Oh, but I don't got no money. Like, fuck out of here.
It's a card declining for me. So we're going to move right into our bread and butter of this episode, which some of you may have gone through, some of you are in, and some of you are going to go through. It's time for motherfucking Saturn Return.
Oh, good. I have a couple years left. I got a couple years left.
I'm in mine.
I went through it.
So some of you might be saying, what the fuck is a Saturn Return? Well, we got you, baby. We all go through this, and if we're lucky, it happens 3 fucking times. Mm. And let me tell you, even if you don't fuck with Astro always, or you're new to it, chances are Big Zick Saturn slapped your ass already, or we'll be slapping it soon. Your Saturn Return is an astrological event that occurs every 27 to 29 and a half years, when the planet Saturn returns to the sign and degree that it was at when you were born. It's associated with major life changes, like career changes, breakups, engagements, and relocations. It's a lot. But in a good way, I promise. It just kind of hurts when it's happening, but it's all for the self-improvement.
It's like eating spicy ramen. It's so good, but it hurt, but it
good. But you just keep going.
And it's like the good pain.
You're like drinking the broth, but it's burning you.
I'm like shaking in my pants.
Now, this is an astrological rite of passage. Mm. The first Saturn return usually hits around when you embark on the next decade of 30. Ooh. So it comes to clean house and help you really get your big boy pants. It's also funny that this is the age that we actually mature into adulthood. Not everyone, but you know.
Yeah, not everybody.
They tried saying it's at 18. LOL. Each person can vary, but it's usually well into your late 20s.
Your first Saturn return is your official entrance into adulthood. Like we said, 27 to 31. The second one is around the age of 56 to 60, and it marks another chapter in life, usually retirement and all that jazz. And if blessed, the third one is around the age 84 to 90, where you're called to reflect upon your life and all things you've done and accomplished. While you're rocking in your rocket chair, sipping some sweet tea in your wheelchair accidentally.
So before we dive in, let's talk about the first one a bit, as this is where many of our listeners are in, have been, or are headed. Like we stated about, your first Saturn return occurs in your late 20s and marks the stepping stones into officially growing up or feeling the need to get shit together. It's where you start to not only acknowledge your next phase of life, but actually give a fuck and do the work you need to make it work for you. This hits all areas of life. Like, is this relationship you're in not really serving you? Does your job pay the bills, but you're fucking miserable? Are you shrinking yourself to fit in places you've outgrown? Now, not all of these situations that arise will be easy to leave. And if you try to fight it, well, Saturn will shake that ass up and not give two single fucks. Actually, in the good way, I would say.
It's gonna hurt.
In the good
pain. It's painful. A little rough at the time. But
yeah, you're like, hey, I'm gonna make a stop.
Give me a BBL. It's not gonna give you a BBL.
Okay, I'm done with that. But remember, it's for your betterment, even if in the moment it's total ass. Saturn is here to teach that ass some lessons, give you some setbacks and life-altering occurrences from resulting in wanting to stay in your comfort zone and not boss the fuck up into adulthood. Mm-hmm. It's the karmic rite of passage for me. Curious about your Saturn? Well, bitch. Number one, peep your bird shot. Look at what sign Saturn is in. When Saturn enters that sign again, you're beginning, or you began your Saturn return. Like, if you were born when Saturn was in Aquarius, that's from 1991 to 1994, you're going through your Saturn return right the fuck now. Like Angel is right now.
SOS.
If you were born when Saturn was in Capricorn, which is 1988 to 1991, which is Steffi's shoes.
That was quite the ride.
Oh, God. You went through your Saturn return from 2017 to 2020. My God. And if you're born when Saturn was in Pisces, like me, 1993 to 1996, you'll begin your Saturn return in 2023. Guys, I'm not ready.
You got time. But get ready.
Okay. Now, if you've gone through this, you're probably having an aha moment. Like, damn, well, that's why shit got a little brutal. But it also helps you become who you need to be.
And if Saturn is returning to the same degree multiple times in the same year, no big deal. It's just Saturn retrograde again, and you might have some internal back and forth as you figure out what you want your life to look like in your astrological adulthood. Also note, depending how Saturn is aspected in your chart, it also counts for a lot too. If you have harder connections, it will definitely be felt. If some are easier, this will definitely help. This is something to also know when looking at where and how your Saturn lives in your chart. Also, the dates we just listed, some do have an overlap because guess what? Saturn does turn retrograde from time to time. To find the day your return truly began or begins, you can hop online to a more intense calculator and you'll get all the fucking facts.
Give me the core facts.
So before we dive into Saturn returns, let's talk a little bit about the backstory of Saturn. Saturn was one of the 12 Titans. To make a long story short, this dude tried his best not to have his throne taken, so he ate his fucking kid.
I'm going to.
And his baby mama was like, fuck that, and save Zeus, tricked his ass, fed him a pebble or whatever. Then later in life, Zeus did best his father. He didn't kill him. He sent him to Tartarus, an ever-living hell. So Saturn chooses to punish himself for what he's done, thus being the placement in our birth chart that calls for hard self-reflection and growth. Mm. Keywords, feel to heal it, hoes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go very lightly into the Saturn signs and what the return is said to bring you. For the three largest pod listening signs, we will dive a tad bit more since you guys are currently tuned the fuck in. And we will also be combing over what Saturn in the houses bring. Nikki the Ninja, take it away.
Saturn returns in the sign starting with Aries.
Aries.
Asshat Aries. Saturn here is not happy. I'm sorry.
It's when is Saturn ever happy?
Right. Aries' energy is the opposite of Saturn's energy. Aries isn't keen on structure, and Saturn is all about structure. Mm. So, during an Aries-Saturn return, one might stop having one act selfish. Learn to put others first. It's about learning to work with and for others, not just for yourself. You selfish ass Aries. What? Did I say that? What?
Now in Taurus, Saturn here is a grower, not a shower.
Oh.
Like a zick.
Like a zick.
Like a zick.
Taurus energy likes to take its time and stick to routine, and Saturn fucks with that. Mm. During a Saturn retrograde in this sign, shit will get a bit rocky and shake them up. All offset beliefs will be shaken up, and it will be shown that money isn't everything. They learn that letting go of the monetary things will open a new door in life of happiness.
Stop being about the bread and get that head.
Get that bread, get that head.
Now, Saturn and Gemini. Now, as you know, Gemini are wordsmiths, so Saturn and Gemini can be a bit harsh at times. On the plus, Saturn doesn't like to fuck around verbally. They tend to get right into it. So a retrograde here is about learning to organize one's thoughts and beliefs. Words are the core, and they're going to learn how to embody them for their best ability.
Ooh. Then we have Saturn in Cancer. Now, this is erratic for Saturn as it's the sister sign. Just like with Aries, it's not happy here. Cancer is more in tune with the moon and emotion, and this is why it makes Saturn hard to find structure here. During the return, they'll come face to face with an emotional crisis, which will cause a reboot and think. Also, learning to care for others, but not overdo it.
Okay. It's the Cancer going through an emotional crisis for me. I mean, when do you not go through an emotional crisis?
What? Wait till you read your baby.
Oh, God, no. I'm scared.
She moving to the moon, so she ain't got to have her return.
It's the Pisces delusion, and I'll just float away.
Now for Leo, Saturn and Leo takes Leo down a notch, but this does add a force to be reckoned with vibe. During a retrograde here, they may shift from having made money from creative things or artistic to all of a sudden feeling the creative while dry the fuck up. And they need to figure out how to move past this. They might act up during this time, which will backfire, but it leads to growth. They need to focus on aligning oneself during this time.
Oh Lord, Saturn and Virgo. This is analytical vibes for me. Given that Saturn loves routine and Virgo is all about that, this energy works well together. The need for perfection here is super strong. This can lead to lifetime struggles as they always want to be the best or deliver the best. During a return, they learn that nothing is perfect and isn't meant to be. Let go, let life be, and roll the fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Then we got Saturn in Libra. Saturn actually loves it here as it's exalted in Libra. Saturn here is commitment oriented and invests a lot of time trying to understand others. They can tend to also overdo it in this area too. So during this Saturn return, they need to find a structure and balance in work and relations with others. They also get a gut check that perfection in their eyes might not exist. Learning to compromise is the lesson.
Now for Scorpio, Saturn here is intense and insightful. It craves meaning and purpose even in the mundane. Superficial shit does not live here or with this crew. During the return, it is said a life choice is made. They must decide the path they've been walking is working out or not for who they want to be. Leaning into the intuition might have been a challenge pre-Saturn return, but after their return, they'll embrace this.
Saturn in Sagittarius. Saturn here requires the native to be more firm and less frantic in their thoughts. Unlike normal Sagittarian energy, these guys tend to be less in the exploration of the idea and more into the hard, cold facts. And unlike true Sag nature, traveling isn't boosted here. During return, it said that this will change. A chance to explore or travel may come about, usually from work, which allows them to tap in and enjoy that Sagittarian energy. The lesson of the gift in risk-taking type deal. Open up. Mm-hmm.
Then we got...
Capricornio.
Saturn in Capricornio. Now, Capricorn and Saturn is its main ruling planet, so this bitch strong. Mm-hmm. This allows one to focus on the self and build a stronger character. Sometimes they can even seem a bit too mature for their age, Stephanie, and can often pair in vibes their friends, Stephanie.
She's like, I got wipes. I got tissues. You want a snack?
Yeah. I got Lunchables.
I'm like, we're baby.
Baby. They also tend to take on way too much responsibility. When they attempt to boss up, they may hit some setbacks and feel as if they can't get ahead. This crew needs to honestly lighten up. Some can often feel a lot of regression if they feel their childhood wasn't fully lived out. They need to learn to embrace both sides of the coin that their life path has been.
I think Steph Deering.
I saw a little T-shirt. She's like,
Billy, how you know me?
I'm sure you know we all know why, Steph.
During a turn, this crew had to learn that just because sometimes it isn't happening right in the now does not mean it will not always be that way. Things take time and aren't overnight. Stop and smell the roses. It doesn't have to be work all the time. Be here now and life will become brighter. There's happiness and balance.
That's right. What did Saturn return teach you?
Can't speak today.
Oh, she's choked up. She's like, yeah, she's choked up. That's what it taught her.
Oh, my Saturn return knocked me the fuck out. Like, it was heavy.
Oh, Lord. I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Like, the universe will literally, like, knock you on your feet until you fucking listen to it.
It slammed shoes. Boop. It said slam the shoes. Boop.
It really did.
What lessons did it teach you?
Oh, it taught me tons. Like, I cut the cord with, like, so many people and, like, so many things I was doing that wasn't, like, serving me right. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Teaches you a lot of lessons.
Okay.
So I hope you're ready.
I'm not ready.
But it's for your highest good.
You're right. Good. You're right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm lying. I'm ready.
She's like, well, you got a couple years to prepare. But
yeah,
you got
prepare.
2 years to prepare.
I mean, yeah. This year's already fucking me up anyways in the butt. So, I mean, if this is any prelude to
it. Take that mold divide off. You better not wear that during your return.
it's the only thing protecting me at this time.
You're going to be like SpongeBob. When he's with the chip and the fucking tissue and the fucking penny.
If you don't hear from me from the ages of 29 to 33. I'm sorry, when you don't hear from me from the ages of 30 to 33. Bye.
You can break this. This is chip and tissue and penny.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Aquario. Now, this is another planet that is ruled by Saturn, if you didn't know. Fun fact, it was the ruler before Uranus was discovered. So once again, it allows the natives to harness the karmic energy smoothly. But they do feel a bit ahead of their time and often feel different from others. This crew takes life and humanitarian issues more serious than others do. They strive to create a life that is tailored to their current views. The Saturn return here focuses on melding these two worlds together. Upgrading one's views may be challenging as they go against the grain of what they've been taught. Intellectual growth and development is also heightened during one's return. Letting go of repressed memories may also be a struggle during this time. But with the right work and motivation, they will overcome this. They are learning to let go of the past and move forward. Angel's feeling some type of way.
I was writing this. I was like, attack.
Adopting new views and shifting their perception. There's a tone of rebellion, but structure with the Saturn return. They are breaking down the wall and learning how to instill their future perceptions into the now and sharing so with others. Good fucking luck. How do you feel about this?
I'm crying in Saturn's arms. It's holding me. I'm sitting on a ring.
What are you, Zeus?
What is that?
Zeus feeding you by the bed. Is Zeus breastfeeding you? No. I'm kidding.
I'm the TARDIS. Honestly, I'd say since I started my Saturn return, I have started moving a lot differently. I've been very more like curt, very more like fuck this, fuck that. Like, you get snipped, you get a cord cut. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I like doing this, but you know what? Maybe I should do this because it's better. Like, just my brain just been operating on more of an adult level where I'm trying to instill things that'll be better for my future. Mm-hmm. Even if it's people that I fuck with, things that I love, this, that, I'm like, yeah, no, bye.
You just have to do it.
Yeah, like, I'm just like.
If you don't, you're just going to be stuck in the same fucking place.
It's like, let it go. Let it go. And my Saturn, we're going to get into this later, but also falls in my second house, which is like your like work house. And I'm like, your shmoney? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, there's some money moves we made. Which one I'm proud of Saturn's arms. All right, moving along to Saturn in Pisces.
Piscus.
Now, for some reason, in Pisces fashion, it's emotional Saturn for me.
Oh, go on. You
ready to cry, baby?
No.
But Pisces Saturn placements are more prone to find themselves naturally feeling guilty or anxious as a result of fear. They have the power to turn visions into reality, but often lack the boost to do so out of self-doubt. During their return, they will learn how to swim through their emotions more smoothly. This means Nikita crying. This means learning to understand themselves on a deeper level. They will also face the lessons of going with the flow. It's good to feel your emotions, but not carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. A lot of the lessons here are dealt with are emotional, in true water sign fashion. The process and expression of these are the themes. Also, working through older trauma will come up at this time, taking the pains of the past and turning them into something beautiful for themselves in the present. They also may find themselves falling into helping others or feel compelled to. Nikki, the poops, you next, baby.
I'm not ready.
Get ready, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It's going to pull your wig off and give you a lace front. It's taking off that synthetic and giving you a lace front, baby. That's what I thought right now. I had a Party City wig, and then with my Saturn returning right now, I'm getting a custom fit. I can't. It's just taking a couple of years to get here. So now we're going to go on to a Saturn return in the houses. As you know, each house represents something different. So check where Saturn lives in your chart, if it's in your first house, fifth house, sixth house, seventh house. When you go through your return, this is what the energy can be expected to be. Nikki the Poops, take it away.
Take it away with the first house. So the first house is overcoming self-doubt and learning not to be so critical of yourself. There could be a part of you that always holds yourself back, as you may fear the worst in situations. Your thoughts might get in the way of you developing your full potential. After your return, you will feel more free to take risks and not feel like you need to take on everyone else's problems. You'll be getting serious about who you are and not trying to be someone you think will make everyone else happy.
Oh, bars.
That's deep.
Saturn return in the second house, which is where mine is. You'll become more confident in the skills you have to offer at work. You may feel underappreciated or like you aren't making enough money. You will need to seek work that holds a deeper meaning for you. We don't have to worry about how much money that you're making. Your value system will most likely change during your return. You may also realize you need to keep better track of your finances and get serious about budgeting, baby. I'm getting my big boy pants.
Now for the third house, learning how to communicate effectively. Instead of spreading yourself too thin with everyday plans and meaningless tasks, you will have to figure out who and what deserves your time and energy. You will also be considering how to get your points across more clearly. If you've been super self-conscious about your writing or speaking skills, your return will help you to overcome that as well.
Then your fourth house, creating a stable home life for yourself. You will also be urged to become more open about sharing your emotions. Growing up, it could be that you weren't shown a lot of affection from your family. Or maybe you feel like you had to take on all of the problems at home yourself. Steph is just feeling this in her soul right now.
Wow.
It could also be difficult to open up and share your emotions. Your return will set you free from these patterns, and you will have to figure out what home really means to you.
Fifth house, becoming more confident in your uniqueness and what you have to offer. If you are a creative person, it could be that you are very critical of your abilities or hesitant to show off your work. You may fear criticism too much, or it could be that it's difficult for you to be your full self around others. When it comes to dating, you could find that it's hard to show love and affection for others. Your return will urge you to develop greater self-confidence in yourself and get serious about the unique traits you have to show this world.
Now for the sixth house, developing a better work-life balance. You take work more seriously and you're good at handling a lot of details at once. Though you're a hard worker, you might have a lot of stress that comes from work or feel pressure to perform really well on the job. You may also struggle with health problems. Your return will urge you to develop healthier habits, as well as find a job that doesn't take a toll on your emotional and physical health. Take care of yourself.
It's the work-life balance for me. I'm just struggling now with it. So,
help you. She's like, give me my return.
Oh, God. I mean, I feel like I'm already going through this type of shit right now. Like, this month has just really rocked my shit.
You're getting a head start.
Yeah, so I don't know what's gotten ahead of me in the future, because I'm already going through this shit right now. Then we got seventh house, which is recognizing the role you play in your relationships. Dating might not come easy for you, and you may find yourself chasing after the wrong types of people. Ooh. You may also be very critical of other people, and it may be difficult to open up or be the person to make the first move. You want commitment, but may struggle with attaining it. You will be working through these issues during your return, and you won't be able to shy away from relationship responsibilities.
Eighth house, letting go of control over the outcome. You might feel lost, so you try to get a tight grip over the people and the situations in your life. It could also be that you have a lot of walls built up related to intimacy, and it could be hard for you to fully let someone else in. Your return will teach you how to let go, focus on becoming more spiritual, and getting in touch with your emotional self. You'll also learn how to stop being so anxious when it comes to money. Mm. Lighten up, ho.
And I oop.
Now for the ninth house, realizing what you actually believe in and not just following what other people told you was right. Mm-hmm. You may have been born into a conservative family, or you could be more hesitant to branch out and interact with different cultures. If you write, you might fear criticism for your work. Your return will urge you to let in new ideas that challenge your past ways of thinking about the world. Mm. And not be so steadfast in your opinions.
Then we have your 10th house, which is learning not to stress out over career matters. Mm-hmm. You put a lot of effort into getting somewhere at your job, and you might strive to be someone important. However, you could feel stuck, not really knowing what you want to do with your life. You may find it hard to take career risks, fearing that you will fail if you do so. Your return will urge you to go after what you really want at work, and you may have an entire career change as a result.
11th house, figuring out who your people are. Probably aren't a huge fan of big groups, and you may only have a few select people who are close to you. You may find it's hard to fully open up and trust others, feeling that you're somehow different and don't fit in. Your return will be about overcoming the urge to isolate yourself. You'll have to work with others to achieve what you want and do things that will benefit society as a whole.
And now, finally, for the 12th house, facing your dark side and getting in touch with your emotional self. You could have a lot of buried anxieties or guilt, but you don't like to talk about it. You might think that you're burdening other people with your problems, or you may fear becoming too dependent on them for help. Your return will force you to confront your deeper feelings and get them out into the open. You may also take an interest in spirituality. Believing in something bigger than yourself will help to put your own issues into perspective.
Finn.
Elfine.
That's it.
That's it.
How y'all feel? Saturn returned though.
That was heavy.
It hits.
It slaps.
So, guys, some tips for Saturn return is go with the flow, lean into it, don't fight against it, see what comes up to light. Obviously, it's going to show you things that aren't working, even if it's things that you really fuck with. It's going to whip it away, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's me.
But, you know, I think it's a very eye-opening time. Like we said, look deeper into your chart, see what's aspected, see where, like, you're going to benefit, you're going to feel a little harder. Everyone's Saturn return is different. Just because it hits on that day doesn't mean the fucking world's going to crumble. Like we said, this is a 2 to 3 year process. So some feel it off bat. Some feel it later on. But I feel like when it begins, you feel a certain type of energy where you just move different.
Yep. And it's not all bad. Like, it's a wonderful time, too.
It's
like,
a bad name, but it's really not a bad time. Like,
no.
She went through it. She could say it. I'm in it right now. And even though, like, it's like certain things, I'm like, damn, should I do that? And I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm like,
it's a beautiful moment.
You know you're making the right choice for yourself in the future.
Exactly. You look back at it and you're like, okay, this is a magical time, actually.
It's like mm-hmm. You got like Zaddy Zick energy, too. You're like,
Zaddy. And if you're going through your Saturn return right now or already went through it,
let's start a self-help group. Let's kiss. Let's love love.
Slip into our DMs and let us know how it went or how it's going.
My Saturn and Aquas, get at me. Let's
cry. Capricorns, daddies.
And you know something? Both of ours are ruled by Saturn, so I can't wait to see how hers goes because hers is not ruled by Saturn.
Oh, Lord.
So we got off a little easy or whatever. Nikita going to be like, give it to anybody.
She's going to be floated the whole time.
Yeah, I'm like,
Madonna, where am I? Wow. Guys, what are we getting into next week?
So you know what next week's episode is.
Oh, God.
The creepy and the kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together kooky.
Virgo season. Yeah. Fuck our fucking lives.
They're mean and they're judgy, but they also will fuck you.
They stick their bag in mayo.
Nobody gotta fuck the Virgo that fuck the bag of mayo.
Yeah, they stick their dick in mayo.
Yo, Virgos are wild.
They really are.
Eggs and mayos, pussies and drive-thrus.
Oh my God. Hello? As much as we dislike them, we love them.
Honestly, they like freaks. Like,
I love them.
They're crazy.
They really are.
I shit on Virgos, but I got a Virgo moon, so I get it. I get it why y'all crazy. So, we'll see you for the Virgo episode. Get me a chicken wing or something, please.
Bilgie.
Go get me a broom. Some fabuloso.
Give me a witch hat.
I'm going to be cleaning every day.
You should see me. My room is getting so clean. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I found a candelabra. Just in time for Virgo season. She's like this.
Bye,
Becca. See you next week.
Yeah.
Go fuck a Virgo.